One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabsin, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Fanny at the Barber family home.
Fanny, are you ready?
I'm coming, Henry.
Hurry up, we don't want to be late.
What?
We don't want to be late for Paul's arrival. Airplanes come in ahead of schedule sometimes.
We're not going to go all through that again, are we?
It's a pretty good bet that Henry will be there well ahead of time, scanning the sky as he watches for the plane which will bring his eldest son home. Christmas week is one of the busiest of the year. Let's hope you're not caught with a cold. But if you are, remember this, friends. Tabsin can help relieve discomforts at any stage of a cold. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, a combination of modern relief-giving ingredients in a single tablet. Relief from sniffles and sneezes, watery itching eyes, feverish feeling, headache, itching running nose, throat irritation, and general aches. 7 annoying miseries and discomforts of colds, and Tabsin helps relieve them all. Clinical tests have proved the effectiveness of Tabsin. See how this modern way to relief can help you. Tabsin tablets are smooth-coated, easy to swallow. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Get a package now and have it on hand. Then at that first sneeze or at any stage of a cold, take Tabsin. Take it quick for quick relief. Be sure you ask for T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Chapter 27, Book 99. Paul Barber is home for the holidays. He arrived in San Francisco this afternoon by plane from Tokyo. He's back in his studio at the top of the house, but he hasn't had time to unpack his bags yet. He sits slumped in his old chair. Sitting nearby are his mother and father, happy that he's home.
We'll have plenty of time to talk this evening, Henry.
Hmm?
Paul must be tired after his long trip.
No, I'm fine, Mom.
Just the same, it won't hurt for you to lie down for a while before dinner. You've got dark circles under your eyes.
Well, I'll go to bed early tonight. How's that?
Yes.
I slept practically the whole way on the plane from Tokyo to San Francisco, so I've had lots of rest.
Well, from what Teddy has said, you've worked yourself into a state of exhaustion. No wonder you slept.
Mom, you're just as illogical and wonderful as ever.
Apparently, you're going to get a lot of waiting on, whether you like it or not, Paul.
Maybe if we make him comfortable enough, we'll be able to keep him here this time.
You know something? I may take you up on that.
Huh?
You mean you are going to stay?
Well, there are a few things to be ironed out yet, but the way things look now, I...
Sit still, Paul. Sit still. I'll answer it. Hello? Huh? Oh, yes, Claudia. Yes, he's here. We just brought him home from the airport about half an hour ago.
Let me talk to her, Dan.
Huh?
Paul wants to talk to him.
Oh, just a minute, Claudia. Here's Paul. Yeah, here you are, my boy.
Thanks. Hi, Claude. Well, I'm fine. How are you?
Always says that, regardless of how he feels.
What'd you say, Claude? Our mother is making cracks about me in the background here. Why, certainly. Absolutely, that'll be great. Okay, I'll see you. Bye. Claudia's going to run over for a minute.
You'll be surprised when you see her.
Why?
She's been going through some kind of fool regimen until she's got herself as thin as a matchstick.
Henry.
All these beauty treatments strike me as being a lot of tommy rot.
Well, never mind. I want to hear what Paul started to tell us. About not going back to Tokyo.
Is that what you said, Paul?
Well, that's what I've been working toward. Of course, there are always a few ifs involved, but we've got it set up now so that before long I'll be in charge of things from San Francisco. That'll mean I'll only have to make an occasional flight to the Orient to check on our operations there.
Will you have less work to do from now on?
Eventually, if the promotion goes through, which I expect.
Promotion?
Well, it hasn't been officially confirmed yet, but it undoubtedly will be right after the first of the year when we have a board of directors meeting. I'm scheduled to be executive vice president in charge of all operations.
But weren't you already vice president?
Yes, my dear, but he's just said he's going to be in charge of all operations instead of just the Orient. That's right, Paul.
That's it, Dad.
Yeah, quite the promotion. I'm very proud of you, my boy.
That's all very nice, but it sounds to me as if you're going to have more work than ever.
No, I'm just going to be an executive and sit on my derriere, Mom.
When do you take over with this new work? After the first, you say?
Yeah, however, the president's told me he's not going to let me take active charge for several weeks.
Oh, why not?
Oh, he wants me to take a little vacation first.
Well, I should hope so. I'm glad somebody in that company's realized how hard you've been working.
Well, I wasn't the only one. Everybody in the organization worked hard. And we started from scratch, but we're really rolling now.
I noticed last week in the financial section of the paper that your company is now listed on the San Francisco Stock Exchange. That shows it's a good, solid, going concern. A further indication of that fact is that I've purchased a few shares for myself. So, there's proof right there that this air freight business of yours is flourishing.
That sounds a little bit like boasting to me, Henry.
Not at all. A simple statement of fact.
All right, my dear.
Where are you going?
Downstairs. I have a lot of things to attend to.
Well, Hazel and Teddy are down there. I don't see what there is for you to do.
You'd be surprised at all the things I do.
What are we going to have for dinner, Mom?
You just wait and see. Something you're going to like. That's one of the reasons I have to get out of the kitchen. Because I don't trust anybody to fix what I've planned except myself.
Yeah, who's boasting now?
Oh, you old bear. Give me a kiss.
Yeah. Run along to your kitchen now.
All right, I'm going. Don't you stay here too long. Give Paul a little time to himself.
Very well, my dear.
But do you want this door left open, Paul?
Yeah, might as well. Claudia will be coming up pretty quick.
All right.
Remarkable woman, your mother.
She looks better than when I was here in September. In fact, you both seem to be better and happier.
This is the season of the year when everybody should be happy. This Christmas, your mother and I are especially blessed with you and Teddy home. The whole family will be together, with the exception of Clifford, but he has found new happiness in his new life. So I shall offer my humble thanks and my prayers tonight for the many, many blessings that have been bestowed upon us all.
Yes, Dad, I suppose there will be.
You're not going to have much peace while you're here.
Hello? Well, how are you, Joan, darling? No, I couldn't be better. About an hour, I guess.
I'll run along.
Just a second, honey. You leaving me, Dad?
I'll see you downstairs later. Give my love to Joan and the baby.
Okay. Joan? Sorry, I've been talking to your grandfather. He was just leaving. Sent you and the baby his love. Tell me, how is my namesake? Yeah? And Ross? Well, you certainly sound happy. Oh, don't worry about that. You'll be seeing plenty of me from now on. Yeah, I'll tell you about it when I see you. Who's Millicent? Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me about it. Well, we're evidently going to have quite a crowd around here Christmas.
Is it all right if I come in?
Oh, hi, Claude. Come on in. Hello. You still there, Joan? Okay, the place has just been invaded by a beautiful woman.
You want me to get out till you finish talking on the phone?
No, sit down. What was that? I said a beautiful woman. Your mother.
Oh, you're talking to Joan.
Well, yeah, that'll be fine. I'm looking forward to seeing you too, Joan, darling. I grow prouder of you every day you live. Okay, bye. Well, Claude, how are you anyway?
Oh, Paul, dear, it's so good to see you. Oh, you just have no idea how much I've been looking forward to having you home.
Stand off there a little and let me get a good look at you.
What for?
Never question your oldest brother, my good woman. Do what you're told.
All right.
Now turn around.
Oh, I feel like a model. Don't you like this outfit I've got on?
You heard what I said to Joan when you came in.
Yes, I did, and I loved it, even if you were kidding.
Well, I wasn't kidding, anything of the sort. Now sit down and tell me all about yourself.
Well, I just ran over to say hello, that's all. I saw Dad as I was coming up, and he said you were tired from your trip, so I'm not going to stay long.
You think I was about ready to fall apart the way you people talk? I'm not that delicate. Tell me, how are Nicky and Penny?
Fine. Nicky drove Penny downtown to do a little last-minute shopping. I expected them back by the time you got home, but I guess they've been delayed, so I decided to come on over alone.
Good.
Did you get my letter?
Yeah. Arrived a couple of days before I left Tokyo.
Well, as I told you, it probably seemed silly to write a long letter to you when I'd be seeing you this soon, but... Well, I didn't come up here to go into all of that now. I do want to have a long talk with you, though, sometime soon.
Yeah?
I heard you tell Joan how proud you were of her. I don't think you're going to be very proud of me when I get through telling you about myself and what I've been doing these past few months.
No?
No. Do you think I'm too thin?
Well, how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm just trying to keep my figure, that's all. Just because I'm a grandmother's no reason why I should develop a middle-aged spread.
I see. And Nikki?
What do you mean? What does Nikki think of my figure?
The whole situation. You say you want to talk to me. Have you talked to Nikki about whatever it is that's troubling you? He's a very wise man. Not only wise, but good.
I know that.
I'm sure you do. But it doesn't hurt to be reminded of it, maybe, huh?
You're taking a funny attitude, it seems to me. I know that Nikki's wonderful and kind and thoughtful and all that, but lots of times it takes a third person to really get at the bottom of difficulties. Don't you agree?
Hmm? Could be.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know you're tired, and I didn't mean to come up here and depress you like this.
You haven't depressed me. I was just thinking.
Thinking what?
An odd little thought just ran through my head. Don't be mad if I tell you what it was, will you?
No.
It was this. Would you be willing to turn in that trim figure of yours on a middle-aged spread if it gave you a little more contentment?
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Here's the man of the house doing some last-minute Christmas shopping.
Say, you know, I'm mighty glad I stopped in the drugstore this evening. I didn't think I was going to find the time to finish up my Christmas shopping. And now? Well, I guess it's all done.
I'm sure your wife will like that cosmetic set, Mr. Birch. I got my wife one for her birthday last month, and she thinks it's great. Will that be all now?
Yes, I think that. Hey, no. My wife asked me to bring home something. Now, what in the heck was it?
Why don't you use the phone and call her?
I'll think of it in a minute. Let's see, we were talking about Christmas dinner and all the relatives being over. Was it food? No, but it had something to do with food. I know. Too much food.
I beg your pardon?
Too much food. You know how people sometimes overeat at a big dinner? Well, the wife wants me to bring home some Alka-Seltzer. Great stuff, that Alka-Seltzer. We always keep it on hand. Wrap up a couple of packages for me, will you?
That's wise planning, to have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand for holidays or any day. Acid indigestion can be quickly, gently, and most effectively relieved with a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer. If you've never tried it, you'll want to for these important reasons. One, Alka-Seltzer is so fast-acting, relieves gastric hyperacidity in a hurry. And two, Alka-Seltzer is so pleasant to take, not like taking medicine at all. Next time acid indigestion causes discomfort, take Alka-Seltzer and get relief fast. Here's the family again.
Is Claudia still up in Paul's studio, Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
That studio of his is going to be like Grand Central Station for a while, I guess.
That's the way he likes it. So stop worrying, Fanny.
Here's something to keep in mind, friends. At your drugstore soda fountain, you can buy Alka-Seltzer by the glass. If you've never tried Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion, get acquainted at your drugstore soda fountain. You'll discover that Alka-Seltzer is an effervescing solution with really a pleasant taste, and you'll be amazed how quickly it can help you feel better. The relief it gives is so gentle, too. It reduces excess gastric acidity in a hurry, yet Alka-Seltzer gives relief without over-acid bounce back. That's because Alka-Seltzer gives you controlled relief. It alkalizes enough, but not too much. Try it once, and we know you'll rely on Alka-Seltzer for relief when acid indigestion causes discomfort. One Man's Family is brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. In Chapter 28, Book 99, Christmas Eve at the Barber's. Directed by George L. Fogle. This is a Carlton E. Morse production. One Man's Family comes to you from California. Tonight, enjoy both Cavalcade of America and Two for the Money on NBC.